Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio Show. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual teacher of the Gift of Spirit. And today on the Gift of Spirit Radio Show, we have a very special guest with us this hour. Panache Desai is with us. I am so thrilled to have him on the show today. He is a transformation catalyst. He is a spiritual teacher, a sought-after speaker and author. And he is with us, and he'll be with us in just a few minutes, and we'll be talking about vibrational transformation. We'll be taking callers throughout this hour to talk with Panache on 800-555-5453. First, I want to share with you a quote that showed up this week, right before the show. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is nothing. This was said by the great Muhammad Ali, and after I read this, I received a divine spiritual download. I truly believe in my heart of hearts that this amazing connection to spirit and to the divine, to God, the voice within, is possible for all of us here. And at some point on our journey in this lifetime, we will experience a spiritual awakening and experience an opening to spirit, to the divine, to oneness. Whether it's in the beginning or middle or end of our lives when we transcend back home, it will happen. I say I woke up in New York City in 2011. That's when I had my spiritual awakening during my very first ever live meditation to Amazing Grace. I was open to see, feel, and hear my loved ones in spirit and to heal my grieving heart, for I had lost so many over the years that I cherished. In hindsight, I would have never believed something like this was possible, to experience this amazing, amazing connection with the divine. It's possible. For nothing is impossible when we let go and from what we're holding on to, our loss or pain or suffering, and we surrender and allow in stillness. Then we are connected to our spirit and to our truth, which we're born into. That's when the magic happens. That's when the veil lifts, and we experience the amazing divine. It's beautiful, peaceful, loving, and free. Well, I'm so excited to introduce to our listeners my special guest, a transformation catalyst himself, a Panache Desai. He guides people to access their authentic essential nature. Born and raised in London, England, Panache spent his childhood surrounded by a spiritual family, deeply immersed in an atmosphere of prayer and worship. After a profoundly transformative experience more than a decade ago, he has committed his life to empowering humanity in the deepest states of awareness and connection, and helping people to experience divine consciousness for themselves. His message of love and self-acceptance has drawn thousands of people from around the world to his seminars and workshops, traveling the globe, providing experiential programs and inspired living workshops. Panache's warm, funny, and often irreverent approach is unlike most spiritual teachers, but his profound message resonates in unexpected, uplifting, and inspiring ways. A highly sought-after speaker, regularly in print, online, and broadcast media, Panache appeared with Oprah Winfrey on the Emmy Award-winning series Super Soul Sunday and was featured on their season finale, Soul to Soul, Asking Life's Big Questions. He has collaborated with internationally recognized spiritual teachers, including Marianne Williamson, Yann LeVanzant, Deepak Chopra, Arianna Huffington, Ram Dass, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza, and Neil Donald Walsh. In May 2014, he published his first book, Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, panache, and joy. Welcome. Welcome, Panache, to Gift of Spirit Radio, and thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Panache, talk to us about vibrational transformation. What is it?
Well, people are unclear as to why they struggle, and I've actually discovered that we are focusing on all of the things that don't matter. So, for example, every external circumstance that we're experiencing right now, whether it be grief or abandonment or rejection or financial struggle or health crisis, or even a sense of separation from the divine, all stems from a lack of inner connection. And that being that we are vibrational beings and everything is energy, the more we begin to turn our awareness within and lovingly turn and face and embrace everything that's inside of us, the more we reach a place of clarity. This allows us to elevate our personal frequency and allows us to come into alignment with the deepest truth of our being, that we are abundance, we are health, we are love, and that we are divine. And this shift and transformation has occurred now in over hundreds of thousands of people from around the world, regardless of their level of education, their gender, socioeconomic background. Vibrational transformation is shifting the entire paradigm of transformation. And now more and more, we're sitting at the leading edge of all transformational conversations. And so, in the absence of everything that we have inside of us that we've accumulated, we would be fully aligned with our pure potential, and that's what I want to explore with everyone that's here today, to help guide them into their natural state of abundance, health, love, and divine connection.
Mm. That's beautiful, and I know we have a number of people calling in to speak with you today in the hour. And I just invite them to hold on, because we will be with them in just a few minutes. So how do you become a catalyst for vibrational transformation?
I had an experience in 2002, 2003, where I was very clearly shown the truth in an experiential way, so much so that it became a knowing, it became a part of me. And in that experience, a part of my personality, my history, my identity, my accumulated emotional content just collapsed, and I became a bridge and a doorway through which this greater consciousness of truth, this message of love, and this powerful gift of transformation began to make its way into this world. And ever since then, I've had the honor and privilege of working with world leaders, heads of state, CEOs, people who are making a major global impact, as well as people who are just simply waking up to the fact that there's something more. And my role as a vibrational catalyst was really solidified when people began to just simply sit with me and experience the dynamic power of who they are. And they were reminded of who they are, and all of a sudden illnesses, health diagnoses were reversed, financial challenges were completely gone. If people were experiencing any kind of ceiling on their prosperity, it was gone. Loving relationships moved into a level of depth and intimacy. People moved into a state of absolute self-love. And more importantly, people were moving into states of oneness, absolute connection with the divine. And so, really, I'm just living out my destiny, which is to shift the consciousness of humanity. And everything that I'm involved in carries this greater transformational power and delivers that effect in people's reality, because the more, again, we evolve vibrationally, the more we elevate our personal frequency, the more we then begin to attract greater possibility and synchronicity into our experience.
And as you were experiencing this for yourself, what happened with you as you came in and you awakened to oneness? Were you experiencing, people coming in at this time?
Well, I was born into oneness. I just made myself wrong for that experience. I had, being Indian, met with lots of gurus and teachers, and it's almost as though they'd all been waiting for me, and they would all just say, thank you for incarnating. You have my blessing, and you're here to shift the consciousness of the planet. And at the time, none of it really made any sense to me. Of course, now it makes perfect sense. And I'm still only beginning to scratch the surface of what that really even means. And so my awakening really wasn't an awakening, it was more of a remembrance. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I feel as though humanity at this time is in the midst of a remembrance, that we're all just remembering who we really are, and that everything that isn't in alignment is just falling away effortlessly. And of course, typically, right around the time that you begin to hear these words, you'll meet someone who can be a catalyst for you, who can play that role for you, and who can hold that space for you, because only someone who's really experienced the depth of who they are can then in turn be that for other people. And I think that's the biggest shift in the spiritual landscape, is that we're moving from PDF presentations, information, you know, thoughts, beliefs, a very mental level of engaging in our reality, to now understanding a depth of mysticism and wisdom that has been encoded throughout, you know, multiple generations for thousands and thousands of years. And that now is coming into the forefront, and that's really what vibrational transformation is. It is a complete overhaul of human consciousness through the integration of everything that is unresolved within a human being on an energetic level.
And these are pretty powerful shifts. How does this, then, when this happens, vibrational transformation, translate into various areas of life and living when we experience this for ourselves?
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to say that, you know, everything that I've shared actually leads to a solution. And so rather than perpetuating dependency or any kind of hierarchy or any kind of separation, what's happening is that people are being individually empowered. And that's really the age that we're living in. And so how that translates is all of a sudden people start to just attract more money than they know what to do with. Their health all of a sudden increases. Their level of vibrancy increases. They become youthful. They become radiant. People start to experience amazing states of transcendence and divine connection. Those that have historically been shared, but those that have remained elusive in modern times, they start to experience those. They in turn then become a catalyst for those around them. And so what's happening through this phenomenon is that people are being empowered to then express it themselves in their own unique way. And that's the magic and blessing of Soul Signature. If you have yet to get that book, go and get it. It is one of the most powerful books ever written, and I'm so happy that it's out there. I'm honored that it came through. And so in that, ultimately, I chart humanity's progress out of judgment into acceptance and do that on an individual level. And that, in turn, empowers people to walk this path knowing that they are abundance, they are love, they are health, and they are, most importantly of all, divinely connected.
It's a wonderful book. I have read the book, and I invite all of our listeners to read this book, because it definitely allows you to go within, to release your judgments and beliefs about yourself, and to move into your authentic self. And as you write about your soul signature, can we as individuals vibrationally transform ourselves?
Absolutely. I think that the major chokehold in our evolution is our own judgment of ourselves. And what I've discovered is that the more human beings are in the acceptance of themselves, the more things remain in a state of flow. And so, in particular for me, the main area of focus is on emotions, because we've just received some bad training around emotions. Anger, when left unexpressed, becomes rage. Sadness, when it goes unfelt, becomes depression. And fear just becomes unmanageable. And most of this is held in place through our own conditioning and through our own judgments. And that literally creates a bottleneck in the solar plexus, creates a chokehold. So literally, when we start to move into the acceptance of who we are and we start to embrace who we are on the level of our humanity, energy starts to flow. All of this solidified, dense, heavy, energetic content begins to be liberated, and we begin to move through it rapidly. And of course, to be with someone who can guide you through it moves you through it that much faster. And so the answer is yes, it's everyone's eventual destiny. If you are hearing these words, you're here to embody an emerging consciousness, a wealth consciousness, a health consciousness, a love consciousness, a divine consciousness. That's why you're hearing these words. That's why you and I are meeting again. Yes, it is absolutely your destiny.
That's beautiful. Well, we have a caller on the line with us right now in this hour that is calling in to experience and talk with you about this transformation. So who do we have on the call?
Stacy, this is Mal Duane.
Hi, Mel. Welcome. Thank you for calling in to the Gift of Spirit Radio. We are on with Panache.
I know, and
please, I'm going to give it back.
Excited.
Wonderful. So go ahead, Mal.
Panache, I'm an avid fan. I've read your book, and I did the 33-day path online with you. I have some residue that's sitting on my heart or my soul. It's much less than what it was, but it's still there. There's a little bit there from tremendous emotional trauma that I experienced over the past 2 years. And I'm wondering if energetically you feel it, you see it, and how can we clear it?
Well, let's just be done with it. Close your eyes and just open your palms. And just take some breaths. Okay? And we're just going to remind you vibrationally that you are health, that you are love, that you are abundance, and that you are divine. Just breathe, just relax, and just receive it now. All right, sweetheart. And as best as you can you just describe to us what's happening in your body?
I'm getting a little flutter
in my
chest.
Mm-hmm. Stay with the breath. Just keep receiving, keep opening up, and we're just going to continue to invite everything that is inside of you that is holding your personal vibration and frequency in some way, limiting who you are, to just move through you now. All right, good. How are you doing now?
Wonderful. I feel lighter.
Yes. And are you willing to live that way?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
And now from this place, what's opening up for you?
The word unlimited is coming through.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in. I love you with all my heart.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mal. And thank you, Panache. Wow, I felt that too. That's a light, loving energy.
And see, that's the power of what we're doing, you see, because when we address who we are energetically and vibrationally, like ancient civilizations and cultures did, and of course, even then, this information was only shared with a select few. It wasn't shared with everybody. This is the stuff that you would access after 60 years of discipleship or mentorship. And it was only ever shared with people who people believed would be responsible with this information. I believe that we're at a time now where people have evolved enough in their consciousness to use it in a way that benefits humanity. And so, you know, in a very short period of time, we moved, you know, 30, 40 years of heartbreak and loss and sadness. And that's how it works.
So really, we are to be free of these, you know, the sadness, the anger, the fear.
Well, I'll put it this way. In the presence of the truth, you have no choice but to be free.
Yeah, I feel that. So every time it comes up for us and it gets sense in our bodies, we are to go there and feel that fully and release it.
Yeah, and I highly, you know, encourage people to come on over to the website and to, you know.
Yes, exactly. www.panashdesai.com.
Yeah. Because you can immediately start to access tools and solutions there to support you. And, you know, we're in the middle of an incredible 21-day journey right now. We just did Illumination. Every month we have this incredible offering called Soul Support, which is an hour-long video that I create just for that community, for 20-minute meditations. I highly recommend coming and experiencing this incredible gift and how it impacts your life, because I'm honored and blessed to say that I've been in a position to offer people solutions and to
Wonderful.
End the speaking and suffering that they've been experiencing.
Well, this is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. We are talking to Panache, and we will be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1m.com. hearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello and welcome back. If you're just with us, I am Stacy Lynn with the Gift of Spirit Radio and GiftofSpiritRadio.com, and I am interviewing a transformational catalyst, a Panache Desauer. And we have a caller on the phone with us. Who is with us right now?
Hi, Stacy. It's Natalie.
Hi. Welcome, Natalie. Yeah. Thanks to you for calling in. So I'm going to connect you with Panache right now because he's doing some amazing work on our callers and helping them to transform in their vibration. So, Natalie, go ahead.
Hi, Panache. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you? How can I help?
Well, I don't really know. I'll just see what you can pick up. I had went through quite an amazing healing with John of God 3 years ago, so that has served me on many levels. And I have a couple things left over with my lower extremities, potential neuropathy, so...
All right, close your eyes, just open your palms. Just breathe and relax. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, as best as you can, as you're aware of it, just describe to us what's happening in your body.
I'm so sorry, what did you say?
As best as you can, just describe to us what's happening in your body.
Well, I lived for many years with my lower extremities, especially my feet being numb.
Right.
During my healing, that feeling came back. Right. So now there's pain, tingling in my feet, in my calves.
Keep breathing. Keep breathing, keep relaxing, just keep receiving, and as best as you can, just be aware of what's happening right now. How are you doing?
It's gone. I'm a little
good.
Shaky,
thank you.
Feeling a little
stay
floaty, but it's gone.
Keep breathing. Good. You're done. Stay with it. Keep breathing. Keep relaxing. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
And how many years had you had that condition?
Well, it was more than just a condition. It was a blood deficiency. I was supposed to expire in 2009, and I'm here.
Okay.
So I went through treatment from 2004 and then 2013. I simply felt like I was on borrowed time, but I made that change and that shift. The John of God healers had found me. Amen for that. I kept that quiet, and as of March 23rd of 2013, I'm the only one with this deficiency that has normal blood work.
Okay, so, all right, good. Well, you're done.
So that was the only thing, though, left over, so thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Natalie. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Stacey.
When we hold on to fear in the body, it impedes our body's natural ability to self-regulate and to self-heal. And so in this case, we just lovingly reminded her of who she was at the deepest level, and that starts to bring the fear up and out. As it moves up and out, there's more space for her body to recuperate and regenerate. And as you can see, it happens very quickly. It doesn't take very long.
Okay.
And so as we're working in this way, know that we're literally shifting years and years and years and years of repression and suppression in what feels like, you know, a couple of minutes. But
wow,
that's ultimately the power of the gift, yeah. And so then her personal vibration elevates, and naturally then she moves into alignment with greater health and youthfulness and vibrancy. And then that becomes her experience.
And she has belief. Her pain disappeared in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and ultimately that's because we're no longer in resonance with pain. We're no longer in resonance with disease. We're no longer in resonance with illness. We're no longer in resonance with fear or lack or scarcity. We're no longer in resonance with any form of limitation at all. We are immediately placed into alignment with our highest expression.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. So we have another caller on the line. So let's see who's with us. Who's with us right now?
This is Rita.
Radio.
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. You are on with Panache Desai.
Oh, very good.
So talk to us, Rita. Tell us what's going on.
I would like to know if there's something he can do to help me with my journey for the very highest good.
All right, close your eyes, open your palms, and just take some breaths. Ready?
I am ready.
Okay. As best as you can, just describe to us what's happening.
Are you talking physically, sir?
Yeah, just describe to us as best as you can what's happening in your body.
Okay. I am guided to, in a later stage of my life, to help others in spirit.
Yeah.
But physically, I have an older body. And
right. Got all of that. What's happening in your body right now? Right now.
This moment?
Yeah.
I am weak. I have gastric problems.
Okay.
I just shaky, weak. I need to get out, but I can't.
Okay. Keep breathing. Just keep relaxing. Keep receiving. Okay. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling surges of energy.
Yeah.
Coming through me, emotionally calm and feeling loved.
Yeah, good. Keep breathing, keep relaxing, keep receiving. All right, how you doing now?
The waves of energy are coming from the top of my head down, they're stronger, and I'm feeling stronger.
Yeah, good. Keep breathing, keep relaxing, keep receiving. We're just going to keep reminding you that you are health. All right, sweet soul, you're all done. How are you doing now?
I feel tingling. I feel very much different.
Good.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, how sweet.
So, again, that was an issue that had been there for years, something that had been solidified, something that had been cemented in with a thing that had been repeated over and over again as a part of her reality that just literally collapsed. And this is what happens. In the absence of the energy, there's nothing to hold the experience of suffering in place anymore. So it has
so
no choice but to collapse. Yeah, done. That's it.
Wow. She's done with her suffering, and she can move into her abundance. That's what she was looking to do.
And that's exactly what's happening in everybody now from around the world. They are moving into a place of alignment with their deepest truth and staying there.
Mm. Oh, it's amazing. It makes sense for this higher consciousness on this planet right now as this is going on. So this is Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn with Healthy Life Talk Radio, and we will be right back with Panache Desai.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and if you are just joining us right now, we are talking to the amazing Panache Desai, and we are so grateful and happy. He is doing some amazing transformations on people that are calling in. And if you are tuning in for the first time, you can call in at 800-555-5453. Wow, Panache, this has been an amazing show so far, and seeing that the people that are calling in are just having the hardest time to move past, which is within their bodies, and they are experiencing a physiology as you're working with them. They are actually feeling the it moving through them.
Right.
Is that how this works?
Yeah, that's been the greater blessing for me, is that, you know, we're now in a place where we can experientially deliver transformation. And transformation doesn't just mean that something goes away for a week, something goes away for, you know, 5 minutes and then it's back again. We're talking about the eradication of everything inside of everybody that keeps them limited. And so for me, this has been a journey, again, of just fully embracing and owning and accepting who I am and my role at this time, and encouraging others to do the same. And the funny thing is that in every esoteric tradition, there's a different version of the anatomy than the one that we're conditioned to buy into in the modern world. And in most cases, completely ignorant to the truth that at the deepest level there is an energetic undercurrent here or a vibrational undercurrent at play. And so as you look at human beings on an energetic level, the solar plexus represents the midline. Everything under the solar plexus represents humanity, and everything on the level of humanity that's been repressed or suppressed. Everything above the solar plexus represents heaven or divinity. And literally what's happening is that now more and more we're opening up fully to the accepting and embracing of our humanity so that our personality and our soul can completely align, which is authenticity. And this is transforming individuals, it's transforming businesses, it's transforming nations. It's literally shifting the way we engage in the world, period, as human beings. Humanity's next evolutionary leap is the translation of this understanding and this awareness into everything that we do. Because literally, in a few years from now, people are going to quantifiably understand that life isn't about struggling and suffering, nor is it about correcting what's going on outside of them. You know, for example, if you're in a marriage and, you know, you're miserable in that marriage, there's something that you need to look at inside of you. If you're in a job situation that's unfulfilling, there's something that you need to look at inside of you. If you're currently experiencing a health challenge or a label or a diagnosis, there's something that you need to look at inside of you. And in every single instance, when people bring their attention back to begin to open up, energy moves, energy flows, and in that way, then, they are expanded into their greatest potential. And I've seen it over and over again. People all of a sudden, you know, beating a cancer diagnosis, ending up on the other coast of America, and all of a sudden being offered job opportunities, movie opportunities, radio opportunities, things that you couldn't even begin to envision are happening because there's nothing in the way anymore of people receiving. And that, Stacey Lynn, is happening over and over again. And I'm happy to say that where the old transformational paradigm is kind of collapsing and shrinking, this vibrational work is beginning to really impact thousands and thousands and thousands of people at once from all over the world in a significant way. And so it's
exciting. Well, it's exciting. I'm feeling it on my end here. Just being on the phone with you, I am feeling quite a bit of energy within my body. So I just want to share that with you. I'm
right.
Feeling quite
also,
a bit.
Just to clarify, too, you know, it's not healing. Healing is an outdated medieval concept and idea that, quite honestly, doesn't belong in the future paradigm at all, because it's based in the notion that there's something wrong. And the truth is there isn't anything wrong. Ultimately, it's only ever limited human perception that believes that there's something wrong or something missing. But typically, that's because we're ignorant of our true nature, where we're just not aware of who we really are. And once we're reminded of that, we're restored to wholeness. And it's not that wholeness needs to be attained or achieved. It's that we relax into it because it's who we naturally are. And so just to clarify, I'm not healing people. That's not what's happening here. I know there were some healers that were mentioned, but this isn't working with entities or anything in any way that is, you know, anything like that at all. This is the highest level of vibrational work, which is, once again, restoring people to their divine connection and helping them remember that on an experiential level. Because once that's remembered, everything else happens by itself.
Everything happens, and then you're in your divinity. And thank you for clarifying that, Panache, because I think people think that they're being healed, and it's, as you mentioned, it's relaxing into their authentic, essential self. So
right.
Thank you. We have another caller on the line with us. This is wonderful. So who's with us right now? Hello?
Hi, Stacey. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for calling in. We are on with Panache Desai. So I'm going to have you talk to him right now. Go ahead.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you for having me on the call today.
Hi, Katie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. All right, great, because I think we tuned out for a minute. You are on right now with Panache Desai.
Thank Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Sure. Okay, Panache, go ahead. Katie, why don't you tell us what's happening with you right now?
Okay. So, Panache, and Stacy, in the last year, I've gone through a significant amount of transition in my life. And I am someone who really is interested in being a healer as part of my life's work. I had some practice with that before. But last year, I went through a divorce, and I really felt just very out of touch myself and just feeling a lot of different emotions. And I really feel like it's been a block for me because I really want to get back into this work, but I've had a really hard time figuring out where or how to start. And I feel that this blockage
Let me give you some career advice. Don't get yourself involved in a profession that's becoming extinct. That's the first thing. Second thing is that actually your access to your power isn't actually through being spiritual. It's just through being profoundly human. And that what I've discovered is that the more I'm able to just be profoundly human, the more everything that's inside of me is unleashed and reflected through me. And so old paradigms of healing, teaching, all of these things are just collapsing. And that's why spiritual participation at conferences across the board is in a state of decline, because we are evolving, and the emerging paradigm is vibration, and is vibrational transformation, and anything that isn't in alignment with that is ceasing to exist. Healing, as it's been taught, typically, for the most part, has become completely outdated. It's like trying to use, a cell phone from the 80s, in the modern world. It just looks completely out of place because vibrationally we're way beyond that. And so the magic in all of this is that your divorce, which is probably the best thing that could ever happen, actually has facilitated a level of vulnerability and authenticity. And through that now, you'll be able to start to embrace your humanity, understanding that it isn't wrong and it isn't bad. And the more you do so, the more your light and the more your potential will be reflected through you. And so instead of seeking to heal people, what you're going to do is meet them where they are and just love them where they are. And in that, everything that needs to be embraced in them will be, and they will evolve into the fullness of who they are in return.
Thank you. The other thing, Panache, that I want to do is to provide contact with spirit through mediumship. And I feel that that's also been a block for me.
Mediumship and connection to spirit is also becoming outdated. And so everything that we've been doing in the name of spirituality in the spiritual landscape for the most part is collapsing and dissolving, because people are moving away from a dependency on external authorities or external information into trusting their own inner guidance and intuition. And in that reality, they'll no longer... Like, for example, if we were to live on a planet where everyone embodied oneness, would we need healing or mediumship anymore? No. And that's where we're headed to, is a place where everyone's being prepared to embody oneness. And so mediumship, healing, all of these things, as much as they were useful at a particular point in time and space, are no longer useful. They're just getting in the way.
Okay, thank you, Katie. Thank you so much. We have to break for commercial right now, and this is Gift of Spirit Radio, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life.
Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit TouchingOneMHearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are talking to our special guest this hour, Panache Desai. And he is doing some amazing work vibrationally with our callers that are calling in. So if you're on the line, please call us, 800-555-5453. We may have time for one more caller this hour. And that was amazing, Panache, just hearing you work and seeing how people are going within and feeling this, and they actually do know it on some level. Is that right?
Everybody knows it, and that's why, you know, I'm so fortunate, because we're at a point where people are now ready, and, you know, we're experiencing an increase in online participation and in-person events. I mean, across the board, things are now sold out months in advance, because people are beginning to realize that everything they've done historically was in preparation for this. And that this is the emerging paradigm, and that when they come into contact with this work, all of a sudden they start to receive solutions, and they start to be empowered, and little by little their life begins to shift and transform in tangible, sustainable ways. And so it's just been an honor to be at the leading vibrational edge and to really hold this space. You know, 10 years ago, when people were still heavily invested in changing your thoughts and changing your life and believing in some way that that was making a difference, even though it was a completely incomplete teaching, it's an honor now to hold this space of vibration and truth, and to just support people in coming back to who they are and supporting them in coming into the self-love and acceptance that's required in order for them to excel in every area of life and living.
And many people at this time are embracing that, and it's happening. It just seems like, as far as tools for that, can you talk to us a little bit about meditation?
Well, meditation, as it's been done, is actually quite redundant as well. This prescriptive method that we have of sitting still and trying to quieten our mind is redundant. I'm now at a point where I'm actually guiding people into dynamic meditation, which means just aliveness and alertness in life. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to just be aware of the breath as you're engaged in life and life's activities. The more you're engaged in the awareness of the breath, the more you're mindful, the more you're aware, the more you're open, the more you're alert. And then everything becomes sacred, everything becomes a meditation. And so we have to evolve beyond prescriptive forms of meditation that, for the most part, don't lead to transformation anymore, to begin to understand that life in its totality is a divine exploration, and that the more we engage in it with awareness, the more we begin to see it for the sacred blessing that it is.
So the breath tunes us in. It tunes us in to being connected.
Because the breath is only ever happening in the moment. And the more we remain in the observation of what's happening in the moment, the more we're fully present for life, the more we're fully available for life. And the more then, in that case, we can align with everything that's happening, and that really is the end of suffering.
Because we feel it within. Right?
And because we're finally breaking free of our automatic way of being in the world, and we're finally beginning to live consciously. You know, the majority of human beings on this planet live like robots. They're just automatic. Mm-hmm. There's no awareness. And what's happening now is people are beginning to cultivate a greater level of awareness and a greater ability to consciously navigate their lives. And I'm happy to say that that's happening on every single level of society, every single area, in every single field, every single religion. More and more people are now beginning to, through this work, connect with a heightened level of awareness and recognize the sacredness of all life.
And you, and being somebody that is, you know, is out there doing this work, talking about this, speaking about this, writing about this, how can people find you in your webinars, in your tours? And
best thing to do is to go to the website, which is panachesai.com, mm-hmm. PanacheDesai. I would immediately join the membership place there. It's absolutely free. You can access free resources and tools. And as much as you can, just participate. What I've noticed is that consistency, commitment, and repetition lead to dynamic breakthroughs. The more we commit, the more we're consistent, and the more we can repeat what we're doing over and over again, the more it becomes our new normal. And ultimately, people who have committed at the highest level, I have a mentoring program now. I can only work with 7 people because it's that intense. And these are, you know, incredible individuals who have multinational corporations, who are in the financial sector, who are functioning at a very high level, who are responsible for an entire culture and an entire group of individuals. And my working with them happens extensively and exclusively. And also, in order for me to work with them, they have to create a global give back. And so that mentorship program is completely full. There's a waiting list. OEP was a year-long program that sold out. Soul support is the easiest way for somebody to get involved right now, just to start getting involved in that vibrational increase. There are monthly programs or in-person events. Just come where you're guided to come. Show up. Be a part of it. Stay in the energy. The more you're in it, the more you're entrained and the more you're supported to function at your highest level, the more you then begin to embody your highest potential until eventually it just becomes your new normal.
And I can speak because I have been to your meditation workshops, and I have more than one, I think, one or two, and it is an amazing energy to be there and to experience what you're there to experience within you. It's quite profound. It's quite profound, and there is a feeling of going within and releasing these things that may be holding you back, or keeping you small, or keeping you from where you're here to actually go. Would you say that people that are in your workshops have quite a shift, quite a transformation?
You know, I can't just say that about the workshops anymore. You know, it's everything. I mean, people who are doing soul support, you know, it's like a monthly membership program, are just having phenomenal results. People who are showing up for the 21-day programs are experiencing phenomenal results. People who I'm mentoring on a consistent basis are having the most dynamic breakthroughs they've ever had. And these are people who have worked with the best of the best from around the world. And so, you know, everything's amping up, everything's increasing, and that's because now we're beginning to come into the forefront of the mainstream awareness. You know, all of my events are sold out. Everything is expanding in the most amazing way. And it's because the world's ready for it. And I'm just getting started. You know, I'm only 37. So everything is just expanding at such a profound level. So, you know, anywhere where you can come, anywhere where there's a space, I highly recommend it. And I look forward to being with you and supporting you, as I have hundreds of thousands of other people before you who are now embodying states of oneness all around the world.
And we thank you, Panache. We thank you for your work and for everything that you are doing for humanity at this time. At this time. This is Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, and we will be back with more in just a minute.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Get to Spirit Radio and get to spiritradio.com on Healthy Life. I am Stacy Lynn, and I just want to thank you, Panache, for being with us today and sharing your phenomenal message and your own journey and just the amazing spirit within you. I just want to thank you. You are a divine blessing to so many who are receiving this inspiration and nudge to experience this vibrational transformation within themselves. This awakening as well to experience their own divinity. And I just want to thank you from my heart to your heart for everything that you are doing right now for all of humanity, and thank you for being with us on our show today on Gift of Spirit.
Thank you. My love to everyone that's tuning in. I love you all with all my heart, and I thank you for loving me.
And we love you too, Panache. Thank you so much. I'll close with this bit of intelligence, divine intelligence, that I received in meditation. It is our birthright to awaken to our spirit. It's our birthright to take back ourselves and to know who we are and what we are here and meant to do for all humanity. This is Stacy Lynn, your host on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. Thank you for joining us this hour. Blessings of love to you always.